We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 41. We are Normally Normal. You can find us on normallynormalcrew@gmail.com or check us out on Twitter at normally_norm. I'm one of your hosts, Leo Aubert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317 or on twitch.tv/Kovalik317.
And I'm another host. I'm Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/primordialbooze.
Hey, guys. It's me, Brian.
Suck on that one, Manuel.
That was for you, Manuel. Brian Colbert Kennedy here. Find me on Twitter @@_BPCK. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and say, if you're listening to our podcast 1.5 times
how much
the speed, someone tweeted at us, ladies and gentlemen.
A lover of our podcast.
A lover of
and
our
podcast. Yeah, a long time fan of Wilton Way and so forth.
Tweeted us that they listened to the podcast at 1.5 speed. Well, let me tell you something about this. We don't sit here and we're not able to record 1.5 times as fast. So listen to it as God intended. That's what I say. I'm putting my foot down.
We're doing God's work.
Yeah, there's been a new page added to the Bible at the very, very end. It's like, make sure you listen to the Normally Normal podcast at normal speed.
Yeah, at normal speed. At normal speed.
Normally normal speed.
So why don't you go ahead and try to understand what we said in the beginning if you're 1.5 times. Maybe go slower next time so it sounds even crazier for him.
I'd like to say thanks for the great input, Manuel. I can't wait to hear the country version of the song at 1.5. Might be good. Who knows?
Yep, might be good. I'm probably going to be the hip-hop. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion.
We only had one vote. It was for 1.5 country. And then the rest of us voted here at the host of the podcast. Yep. And we definitely won the vote. So I don't think it's going to be 1.5 country.
Majority rules.
I would say even if everyone voted for like country or like new age, when I edit the podcast this week, I'll put in hip hop.
You do whatever you want.
And everyone will say, what? And I'll say, Gotti.
Every week, whoever's editing the podcast just puts in whatever song they like. It's just different every time.
Of course. It could be any song.
Because we can do what we want, guys.
We do what we want. And speaking of doing what we want, Brian.
Yeah?
You did what you want. You weren't here last week.
I do what I want all the time.
But you called in.
Doing what you want.
You FaceTimed for no reason.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know why. It is for no reason. Yeah. And then I got just a shot of Josh's ear the whole time.
Nice.
Which, and I hadn't noticed before then. Great ears.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, really nice ears, Josh.
Those have great ears.
Thanks.
So, Brian, you went to...
That's my first FaceTime conversation I've ever had.
Really?
Never FaceTime.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It wasn't even a good one.
So, Brian, you went to the weed capital of the world.
Yes, I did go to Denver, Colorado.
Nice.
With some of my bestest friends from high school.
Marijuana is legal.
Marijuana is legal. I did partake.
Nice.
And walked.
Legally.
I walked into a marijuana shop at like 11 o'clock at night or something. I was already way drunk.
Did you say hello?
Yeah, we spoke. Nice. Me and the man selling the drugs spoke.
When you opened the door, was a little bell go ding ding.
I can't remember.
Weed.
I was weed. I was too drunk, but I did buy three nice big joints.
Nice.
And we smoked them all weekend. Couple of doobs.
You don't even need a card at all there. You just walk in and buy.
Right. Okay, the only restrictions are like non-residents can't buy as much as residents of Colorado.
Oh, really?
But otherwise, you just give them your ID and give them money. And they were so damn nice.
So just like you, if you were like an underage person, they're like looking at your ID. Okay, cool. You're 21. Like,
yeah, because I believe you do have to be 21 to get it at all. Yeah. But there's 12. That'd be better. But there's no, but that's it. Like you just, that's it. Like,
so
it's crazy.
Now so you can't remember the dinging if there is a bell. You did say hello to the man. Was the door push, pull, or slide open?
It was, there was no door.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Which I know is crazy because it's like, how do you get in there?
Yeah.
But, it was just a really big hole in the wall.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was just like surrounded by a border. And then there was like a swinging device connected to it.
So when the man needs to close his shop,
yeah,
he can close the shop.
Absolutely, yeah. So it was just like a big hole with a swinging device. Sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed.
Nice, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. But not perfect. A door. Definitely not a door.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So you went there with some friends, obviously from high school.
Yeah, three total. Three at first.
One of them named Brian.
Yeah, there was another Brian.
Who we heard his voice.
Who was on the, yeah.
Yep, last week.
He recognized Josh from his Mountain Dew commercial, and awesome. He thought that you were dead, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Based on our Facebook posts.
As do most people do.
Like from March 17th of last year.
There's still sometimes I write to somebody, like, man, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, yeah. And holy shit, who's writing? Nice. I thought you were dead. Yeah,
a ghostwriter.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian, TJ, and Steve. It was the four of us, and then my best friend Chris surprised me.
Brian, TJ, and Steve.
Yeah.
And then Brian. You guys sound like you were in some alternate universe, like Full House.
Oh, DJ like instead of close, TJ. Like
Brian instead of Michelle.
Man, or like a really interesting law firm. Brian, TJ, and Steve. Nice. And Chris.
There's two ands, three ands.
And eventually Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really awesome. I never spent any time in Denver. It's real fun. Small town. We did a bunch of walking around.
Nice.
Lots of beer. Nice. Tons of breweries.
Denver's super cool with that, right?
Yeah, yeah, they have breweries all over the damn place.
Catch any good Pokemon in Denver?
No, while I appreciate episode 40's discussions of Pokemon Go, I have not played it, I don't care to. Okay. But my one of my, Chris plays.
Nice.
Yeah.
And was he catching some Pokemon?
Far away from home. I feel like the farther away from home you go, the better stuff you get.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I don't know.
So when we go to Chicago, all Leo and I are going to do is play Pokemon.
But also, if like, it's basically, it's something we didn't talk about last week. I feel like Pokemon Go, with that being said, the farther away you get from home, it's, you know, you get the better Pokemon. I think kids are going to start running away.
I hope so.
Kids are going to start running away. Say, where'd you go? Plan. I went to the waterfront, Mom.
Yeah,
because I need to catch water dong.
I went to the water. There's like a water dong called Pokemon. Water dong.
I don't know. Let's talk about Josh.
If there is, I'll start playing right now.
Yeah, there is a Pokemon that I caught, and I named him Brian CK.
What?
Yep.
I didn't know you could name the Pokemon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And one of mine is named Josh Patton, and the other is named Amokanda because he looks like a little snake. And
oh, nice.
I'm really enjoying Enter the Gungeon. So just
oh, right. Oh, little, nice combination little, of words there. Yeah.
Little homage there to that. I also caught a Pidgey, and remember, I'm 32.
Yeah, yeah, you're 32 again. Yeah. Pidgey is another name of a pocket monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last night, I caught a Rattata right outside of a strip club.
Oh, yeah. I saw that Facebook post. Yeah,
can we guess the strip club?
Yes, I'm sure you can.
Cheetahs.
Yes.
Nice.
Because that is
nice.
Within walking distance, and that was just the route I was taking when I was walking to the grocery
fuck
store
you.
Last night.
Fuck you. You were at Cheetahs.
Yeah.
I was come inside on. Looking for Pokemon.
He was either at Cheetahs or he's like, yeah, like I was just walking by Jumbos.
Do you think that a guy could walk up to a girl and be like, oh my God, this is crazy. And he's got his phone in his hand. He's like, yeah. There's a Pokemon. I got it. It's so rare. It's inside you. Can I get it? And then he gets laid.
Oh, well, there is a, it's funny that you saw that. There's a Reddit video about some like rapper saying how he's going to use Pokemon Go to get into a girl's pants.
Dude, I'm so smart. There you go.
You're like a rapper. You're like a rapper.
I should be the next rap. That makes sense. I just made the rap song theme song for PSA. God.
You're a rapper now.
You did.
Everything's coming together.
Do me a favor. Do not call it PSA. Because I think that's already taken. So make sure you fully say probably something.
Wow, bro. You're right. I'm sorry. That's my bad. yeah, but great episode. Man. I was so happy to be a part of it and also listened to it yesterday and thought it was great.
And here we are. I thought it would be pretty funny, though, if we did say we'll never stop after 40 and then we take a week off.
And then we immediately stop. Yeah.
We never do another one.
And in the audience is like, all right.
Fuck with the statistics.
Yeah, don't think anyone would care, sadly. Yeah.
Disagree. We have somebody who listens to it 1.5 times.
That's true.
Can't actually have the time to listen to it fully. He wants to, let's beat this along.
I mean, I feel like we should take that into consideration. We have a 2-hour podcast. Maybe this is like a sign we should shorten them up.
Maybe
I know how you feel about it.
Yeah, maybe we should take into consideration that I think this is going to go the opposite with this.
Maybe I'm going to start listening to our episodes at 0.5 speed.
Nice.
At 0.5?
Yeah.
Like half the speed?
Yeah.
Maybe we should, you know what? What I'll do if I'm editing a podcast, I'm just going to then have a nice conversation with myself for 3 hours afterwards. And it'll be our first hour. And then you guys are like, why is this thing 4 hours? And then at the end of it, after you hear bye, it's just like, hello, everyone. This is Leo. Here's how my day is going so far. And it was like, and no one cares.
Ooh, that's a pretty good idea. I like that.
So what else happened, Brian, in Denver? Obviously, you were drunk. You walked into a place. You smoked.
Did everyone survive?
Yeah, is everyone cool? No injuries?
Well, in our group of five, yes, we all survived.
Nice.
Yeah, we got in and started. We were in an awesome location, really cool, like 4-story house.
Oh,
and then
wow.
We were walking distance to 1,000 places to eat and drink, which was really cool.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, it was, 1,000. Yeah, I counted them all up. Can't believe it was 1,000 exactly. It's so wild. But, you know, it was like five dudes from high school who see each other sometimes, but not all the time. So we definitely did like lots of drinking, ate real well.
Very cool.
We took a train to Boulder, Colorado.
Nice.
Which is only like 45 minutes away, closer to the mountains. And we did some awesome hiking there.
I think Morgan Fox, our friend Morgan Fox, is his family is from Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Which, by the way, also they met the goal on the the GoFundMe. So his brother is giving him a kidney.
That's amazing to the Foxes. Congratulations.
It's actually happening soon. If not today, I think I saw. So congratulations.
Oh, that's crazy.
Morgan Fox, and thank you. I was second in line to give my kidney, but they didn't ask.
Oh,
so
but you were up there.
I would have, yeah. If he would have asked,
how many kidneys do you have? Two.
I have three.
You have three.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually sound like the perfect candidate. Then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sure I'm literally like trying to get rid of this third.
I gave a kidney to a fox.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, really? To eat. He was just hungry.
Oh, to an eat. Oh, yeah, okay.
To eat it.
And by
let's see if he would. He took a bite. It was like
so. How about this? During the entire trip, Josh, you have to be with me on this, while we're in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, coming up.
There's
coming up.
Nothing better than competing trips. The entire time we're there, it's like, man, we're having a really good time. Is this more fun than you had in Colorado? And then you'll be like, nah, not really. Like, you know, just my old high school friends were having a good time. And then, like, you know, we'll be doing something else, but having a couple drinks. We had, like, some huge laugh. Like, I say something so good.
Yeah.
Or Josh is like, Josh says something even crazier afterwards. And we're like, we're having a great time. And then we'll look at you and say, is this better time than Colorado?
Please say it the whole time. I cannot wait for that.
And constantly ask.
And when you never say, nah, not really. Yeah. Like, I like them a little bit better.
Yeah,
then that's when you'll just see me cross my arms and fall over backwards dead.
Oh, my God.
Because my life will be incomplete.
I can't believe that I have this power over your life. This is amazing.
Yep.
Damn.
If you were to tell me at any point in time from the future on now that you will always have more fun in that Denver, Colorado trip than you do
anytime I'm spending with you guys,
I would literally just boop, right into the grave.
This is going to be hard because I had a really good time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome.
I would imagine. Listen, a lot of cool, looking like attractive dudes. You said you posted something on Facebook where Chris showed up.
Yeah.
And you know, you were shirtless and the other dude was shirtless and then someone was trying to take off Chris's shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe like not on Facebook. Maybe where was I looking? No, that was on Pornhub.
Oh, were you looking on Pornhub?
Yeah.
We uploaded some videos to Pornhub too. Yeah. Yeah,
you had real short shorts on. You were taking those off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something very, very
different. Yeah. Our buddy Brian, the other Brian that you heard on the episode, he's real into making sure everybody's shirts are off.
Nice.
Yeah. So he was definitely doing that as soon as Chris walked in the door.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Very something.
And he does cross. He does CrossFit. You do CrossFit now, so
me and Chris are doing CrossFit. Yeah, Chris,
how's that going? With it?
Yeah, I mean, I did 3 days of it and then went on vacation for a week, so I got to get back into it. Assume that the coach thinks that I just quit, so I got to call him up and be like, "Don't worry, I'm coming back."
Can you muscle up? Can you do one muscle up yet?
I haven't tried, but I seriously doubt it.
Okay,
that is a hard move.
Call me when you can do 10 muscle ups in a row.
What's a muscle up?
Call you,
Josh? A muscle up.
You want me to call you?
A muscle up is when you're hanging like a pull up
from a pull up bar. You're hanging.
Pull up. And then switch and push up.
Oh, yeah. Do a push up. Okay.
Or like, you know, push up with just your arms.
That's a, and then
I could try that here when my head would go through our ceiling.
Yeah.
But you would do a muscle up.
Yep.
There would be a Josh-sized hole.
Put your head through the ceiling.
Yeah. All right. What are you doing? Like, Josh, just put your head through the
ceiling.
Sometimes
I hit my head on the ceiling anyway when I'm going too fast.
You gotta go a little bit slow. And that's in general, like when he's running around, like getting ready for stuff, like his head just flies through the ceiling.
Wait, so you guys are getting prepped for our trip and you started working out again?
Josh is a little bit ahead of me, but I'm catching up. My last week wasn't great numbers and this week probably won't be either, but you know, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, it does. What do we got? Like 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. About 3 weeks.
3 weeks to get ripped, jacked, and shredded.
Damn it. This is not a lot of time.
I don't really care. It's Chicago, so everyone's,
No, it's definitely not going to happen, but I think that we'll have, you know, we'll feel good. Yep. We'll be exuding that good feelings, and that will in turn attract via the power of polarization and magnets and whatnot the attention of women and probably also men.
Yep. And then while we're there having such a great time, it might be more fun, maybe, say, than Colorado.
I guess we'll see. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Obviously, our friend Demos just posted some itinerary.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember the north side, though. I don't know why I don't remember that bar. Is it right by Wrigley?
I think it's right next to Wrigley.
That just must have been the place she could find that could accommodate 1,000 people or whatever.
Yeah, it might. You know what place it might be? I could be completely mistaken, but I think it's that place right behind like the bleachers. Or is that Butch McGuire? No, that's not Butch McGuire.
Yeah, fuck.
Who knows?
Look at itinerary, though. Timmy O'Toole's, which we used to always hit up. north side, which is right in Wrigley where we all, you know, hung. So very that's cool. Good. And then there was, oh, and then somewhere for the game on Sunday.
Yep.
And, plus, those were only three, like one thing each day. We can yep. pack in so much more shit.
And I'm so excited for my money to go farther in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah. Absolutely. It's yeah. so funny leaving LA and going on vacation. You're like, oh, right. There's other places where like shit isn't really expensive.
Yeah. When I have three beers, I'm not going to pay, you know, $26 or whatever. Yeah, right. So I'm super excited about Chicago. I do have a game if you guys don't mind.
Oh, about Chicago or is this a segue?
No, this is my podcast game. We haven't had a game in what, 25 weeks?
At least.
Fucking at least. Okay. So we're pumped for Chicago. Yep. Conversation over. Let's play a game.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. That.
Done.
Let's do it.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you were listeners since day one, we used to do games for about the first maybe 12, 13 weeks.
Yeah. We'd all take turns making a game. It would take like 3 hours.
So this one is probably not going to take that long because I am going to have a timer. But nice. Let's talk about my game. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to My Opinion is Correct. Yours is Invalid.
Ooh, oh, I like this.
So the contestants will be Brian and Josh.
Yes. You're dead, bitch.
Did oh, you gentlemen have any debate history in your past?
Like on being on a debate club.
Yeah,
or something?
Have you ever debated?
Separately.
Yeah,
Never debated anything.
Not as a team.
Yeah. I've never debated anything.
No,
I don't. No, definitely not a debate team. But okay. I certainly love to argue and win
with
so.
Everyone he meets.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Every conversation he has.
Absolutely. You say something, I'm just gonna contradict it, and then we're gonna go at it.
Damn. Okay, so there are three questions/statements mm-hmm. That I have here about you know things that are in the news or possibly in the future.
Okay.
Each person is going to go.
Okay.
Per question, you will have 2 minutes, and we will all decide who gets to go first for each one. Obviously, one person will go twice, unfortunately, but, you know, that is then the other person's job to either, you know, make that opinion that was just stated invalid or agree with it, of course. And then,
you can agree.
That is the best way to debate.
Yeah. 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 So I will be.
We both agree. We both win.
So I will be the neutral judge.
Okay.
And then you gentlemen, whoever is not going at that point in time will have to also listen like a judge. And if they are like, oh, okay, no, he made a better point than I did. And, you know, be honest, be respectful. If you failed,
I'm definitely going to be honest.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and start. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is My Opinion is Correct. Yours is Invalid.
Josh, good luck.
Each person will have 2 minutes per question/statement. You do not have to use the full time. Just say
– use 5 seconds.
Say done, done when you
now,
are
now, is this 2 minutes listening done. To the podcast at regular time or listening at 1.5 times
If you're
speed?
Listening at 1.5 times, it's going to be like a minute and a half.
Okay, very
so,
good.
So, yeah, just throwing that out there for you, bud. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, here is the first question. And before I go, I have chosen pre-selected Brian to go first.
Oh, got it. Okay,
for this one,
does he get to pick a side? Or I guess we.
It's not necessarily. This is not really a debate in the sense of one of you has to choose a side. This is Brian's opinion on this subject, and he has to prove yours invalid.
Oh, wow.
Whatever right. you're going to say, like basically, he has to win.
Right.
Okay.
That's the
I'm goal. Really good at that. So.
So first question/comment, Brian.
Hey.
What are your thoughts on space travel? Will it advance mankind, or will we kill each other before we can blast off to the stars?
Ooh, that's good.
Go.
I think that both of those things will happen. We will kill each other, but before that happens, we will make far advances into space travel. We have made so much, we've made so many advances since the beginning of space travel that someone as smart as Elon Musk has said that we might actually be in a video game, basically. So I think as we're getting smarter, we're getting more people interested. We're going to be doing more and more. We just went to Jupiter. Not humans, but we just went to Jupiter, got some photos already. We only not that long ago. What was it, the 60s? When did we land on the moon? It wasn't that long ago that we did something great. We were already talking about going to Mars and setting up a civilization at some point in the future.
Yep.
And then after that, I think there'll be like a, maybe Earth will be destroyed from the inside. It will implode, but enough people will have gone elsewhere that, we can continue our reign as species until aliens kill us wherever we are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Also, I would just like to say, I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Done.
So
As being an honest judge, he so far has made a better point than me.
Let's go ahead and jump to you, Josh. Yes. Same question, Josh. What are your thoughts on space travel? Will it advance mankind, or will we kill each other before we can blast off to the stars?
I believe space travel at first will be seen as like a luxury or like a fun recreational thing to do. I feel like before we get to any other planets, because they're so far away, I think the more logical thing that's going to happen is we're going to start building bigger space stations that people just can just be on, that'll just be in space, sort of like the Justice League just has like their own area up there in the sky. So like we'll create like living habitats as opposed to just being on a planet and trying to make it habitable. I feel like, so it's going to start off that way, like, oh, cool, look what we can do. And then our own planet is going to get worse and worse. So now it's like, okay, this is now a necessity. We got to get off this planet before we have no other choice, because we're not – I feel like eventually the Earth is going to get to a point where humans can't survive on it. We're going to do that to ourselves. And if you are on the space station, you're good. If you're not, then you're going to be a whole nother civilization of people that are crazy living on this post-apocalyptic world. And so you're going to have like future space-time people up in the sky, and then you have Mad Max people down on Earth. Nice. Until Mad Max world just like completely is dead.
Yeah.
And then plants will take back over, and then some new species, some new like level of like dinosaurs or whatever will evolve out of that chaotic rubble, and it'll be like a whole new period, like, you know, Jurassic period, like a whole new era of creatures on the Earth. So if you were to come back to Earth in thousands of years, there would be no humans, but there'd be some kind of animals that we've never had before. Done.
Wow. Oh, you don't love us, huh?
You're gonna throw that in every single time.
Wow.
Just a win over.
So that was the first one. I'm gonna go ahead, and obviously everyone should have an opinion here. I'm gonna start with you, Josh. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you. I think there will be a sense of Elysium, that Matt Damon movie, where it is a luxury thing. So those who can afford to live out in the stars will have a better life because they have the more money, they have the control, and then those that can't are back on Earth, much like it turning into Mad Max. While I enjoy that, it seems like a lot of kind of some guessing games of what's going to happen, kind of far-fetched. Whereas Brian, on the other hand, I think made some really great points about what are we actually doing? Like, why do we want to go? Why do we want to travel? It's because we as a species want to explore. And I enjoyed you referencing the movies. Yeah. But I think I enjoyed just a little bit more about Brian mentioning Elon Musk and things that are actually happening currently. Like,
also, when is Brian not mentioning Elon Musk?
True. I do love that. Is Elon true. Musk. That is true. That is true. But for this question, that does very much help.
It applies.
Yeah. Also,
please mention him in all your responses for anything.
Yeah. Also,
thinking about it.
Also, I very much enjoy the fact that he loves us.
Now we get to the point. Now let's get to the point. Like back in Wilton, when we did the King of the Kitchen or whatever, yeah, the cooking contest. So we, like, for those of you who don't know, we would have like different meals that we'd have to create using different ingredients, stuff like that. But almost always, the final decision on who actually made the best meal came down to closing statements made by us. And it was such bullshit because people would like really like one dish, but they would like what some other one said at the end. It'd be something dumb about how much I love you guys. Amazing. And they amazing. Would win.
And the judges were just our friends. Yeah. Like Shara, like, yeah, Rob.
Yeah. I didn't really like how this tasted, but like his closing argument was really good. So you know, you had the best dish.
You win.
You know, it counts.
So yeah. Josh.
Both points.
All right. So Brian, if we could speak towards Josh's point for a moment.
Sure.
As a neutral judge for yourself, listening to his point, please, your thoughts.
Oh, I liked what Josh said a lot. I thought it was basically what I was saying, mm-hmm, for the most part.
Mm. Similar points of view.
Similar points of view, yeah. You know, some of the specifics were different, but I sort of think that Josh and I agree, mm-hmm, for the most part. So I would say just great job. Next time, just think about complimenting your friends.
Josh, in your thoughts on Brian's.
Yeah, when he was talking, I was like, okay, this is pretty similar to what I was thinking about saying. And then he went off the rails about talking about how much he loves us.
Off the rails.
And for me, my vote is going to go on Brian with this one.
That's fine.
Because oh my god. my vote is going to go to Brian for this one solely because he reached for the stars on that one, where you said that money and things like that are going to kind of hold us for a bit. And I agree with that, but I think Brian reached a little bit more into the future and saw, you know, what hopefully mankind will achieve.
I mean, I went way ahead in the future and had like future dinosaurs.
Yeah, and then maybe too far. Perhaps
future
too far.
Dinosaurs. It is sort of a fun idea. Let me, if I could just say one more thing about what Josh said. I do like the idea that everybody who's left alive, as far as humans, ends up in space somewhere while over a lot of time, of course, the Earth becomes this different place with a different leading species. And then
it'd be a really cool movie. People going back to Earth, like way in the future, and there's new types of creatures.
You being like, oh, this was where we came from. You would think that. And then you go travel there.
That movie's already been made.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
What was that really awful M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Oh, yeah.
I love M. Night Shyamalan's movies.
Will Smith and Jaden Smith. Spoiler alert. They figure out that planet that they were never supposed to go to, but they crash landed on
was
Earth, like...
Wild Wild West?
A million years in the future.
Oh.
Ali?
That was like the spoiler. They like the... Shut up.
I'm just trying to... Shut up.
Just naming Will Smith movies.
Yeah.
Yes, it's definitely Ali.
the Pursuit of Happiness?
No, keep going. I don't think we'll ever get it. We'll have to find it, but it was...
I wish there was a way that we could look it
after
up.
After Earth.
Thank you.
Oh, that makes more sense, yeah.
Also, the name kind of gives it away, too.
Yeah.
But it's, Jaden Smith, like all these different creatures and new things that are trying to kill him. He, they reach some point and they walk and they see like an old cityscape and like the movie ends.
Oh.
And it was also a really bad movie, so... If you didn't see it, I understand.
So I guess one point, Brian?
Well, I would like each of you to give a point as well.
Oh.
So Josh could give a point to himself, or you could have agreed with yours more and give a point to you.
Oh, okay. You can have a point.
No.
You're giving me a point?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm going to give myself a point, too.
All right.
So 3-0.
This has been immediately destroyed. I thought would be... a little more judicious.
We'll see on the next one. Maybe the next topic will have very different views.
Yeah, we got
but like when Brian was talking, I was like, I was literally trying to think of what I could say that would be like different or adding on to that idea, like other details. Because like basically what he was saying, I agreed with. Like we are going to have to leave. We're going to, And I was like, well, let me get some more specifics. Like it'll be a space station as opposed to like us living on Jupiter. We'll live on something we've created, some base.
That's such a fun idea.
And then from there, we can continue to explore farther and develop technology in this man-made capsule.
I mean, guys, Earth is pretty small compared to the infinite universe. Amount. Yeah, like, we can just live in space.
And I was watching a cool video the other day. It was sort of like a timeline.
It's so easy.
Of, like, human existence and everything and talking about how, like, back when Homo sapiens was first, like, had developed, there were like five other like similar to human like things, like Homo something.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch,
and like they all died out. Homo sapiens were the only ones that like continued on and everything. Yep. And in like the spectrum of the time that Homo sapiens first walked the earth to now, the past like few thousand years where we've had like this technological boom is like 0.001% or whatever of like human existence. So like the fact that we've had this such radical development and such a small percentage of our lifetime, like imagine like the next 1,000 years it's gonna exponentially grow. So we'll be in space, living in space, absolutely.
It's sort of crazy to think about how we won't be able to see that.
Yeah,
because
I will.
Because you will. Because you're never gonna die. Yeah, we talked about that on a podcast once. But yeah, I mean, we're living in a great time. I think in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But holy shit! Like the thought of what is gonna be
going on
in 3016 is like.
The fact is, if you believe in reincarnation, like maybe I do every now and then. There's
every now and then.
Yeah,
every now and then.
Like if I come back as like a tiger.
Yeah.
At least I'll know that I could have a tiger with the internet. Like, because now the internet exists, so when I die and I come back as a tiger, I'll be like, man, I can use the internet.
God, I'm just a tiger. Imagining you as, like, a tiger, but with, like, human fingers who can type using and stuff internet. Like that. Yeah, yeah.
They'll
and
keep me like, in a zoo, and I'll be like, coat. I'll be like, all right, fine, that's cool, I got the internet.
Hey, it's cool if I'm in here and everything, but what's the Wi-Fi?
You don't have Wi-Fi? No! That's fantastic. Also, there's a new game that just came out that I'm waiting for VR, because it's going to be on VR, but it just came out as well. Where it's called Adrift.
It's out now?
Yep.
I want to play that.
It's out now, but if you come October when you have the VR, it'll be VR compatible, which I think I kind of want to play it in that experience like that first. But it's about basically Gravity, but the video game, where you're on a space station and it completely explodes.
Oh, got it.
And you have
This is made by the Microsoft guy who said deal with it?
Deal with it, yep. Yeah. A fan basically was like tweeting at this guy. And like, hey, why don't we have this? Why don't we have this? He's like, well, you don't. So deal with
his
it.
His response is deal with it.
As like a corporate guy. So unfortunately
was
fired.
I think they were complaining because it was like when the Xbox One was announced, we're talking about the details and people were complaining that it always had to be online. And he was just like over it and just responded, just deal with it.
I love that.
And he got fired. Microsoft fired him.
Really?
And so this is his game that he's made on his own. Yep. Like,
what a baller.
And apparently the idea is like you only start with like one oxygen container for your suit, and you, while playing the game, have to get more. Or Damn. Else you will die.
And you're on like a space station that's like been blown up, and you're trying to like either get back to Earth.
That's how the game
whatever.
Starts?
Yeah, yeah. You're just in space adrift, and you're trying to find like oxygen tanks to keep yourself alive while also trying to like repair stuff or whatever.
So in VR, I think that's going to be madness.
It's going to be fucking insane.
Yeah, and like hearing yourself like basically suffocating is going to be super freaky and like looking around.
Guys, I have a VR topic and a space topic today. This is crazy.
I'm excited.
Mind meld.
So this is question number two, or statement number two. For Josh, you're going to start.
Okay.
Again, you're going to have 2 minutes. Josh.
Yeah.
Is this world past saving? Why or why not?
No. I feel like every generation thinks that they are at the point where like they're past saving. Like the 60s, you know, with all the hippies were, you know, so passionate about, you know, the Vietnam War and how this is the end of human civilization, that we would do this type of stuff. And like, I feel like each generation has had that moment where like, no, like we, like, this is it. Like, you know, like right now we're all pretty like, all right, if Donald Trump is president, like it's kind of game over for America because he's just going to run us into the ground. But I feel like each generation has had that moment in their lives where like, you know, how can this be happening? You know, back in the 50s and 60s, you know, segregation, and there were people who were consciously aware, like, how is this a thing? How are we treating other human beings like this? Like, this is it. Like, if we can't get over this, then we're done as civilization. And I feel like we have points like that right now where, like, we see some of the ridiculousness of, like, our quote unquote leaders. And we're just like, well, if this is the best we have, we're done. But I feel like we're going to get through it. Well, no matter who becomes president, no matter how good or a bad job they do, the next round, the next generation is going to have some new thing where they'll look back at this way. Ah, that 2016 people had it easy. We're dealing with this crap and they're going to get through it.
I hope they say
that. So I feel like right now we feel like, you know, we reached the, you know, the peak of just like crappy life, but we also have so many good things that it, and I feel like people are more vocal about things they don't like than they are about things that they do like. People go out of the way to write bad reviews as opposed to write good reviews. So I feel like the negative stuff in our lives is a lot more prominently featured in the media because it's much easier to complain about things than to be grateful about things. And so as much as things seem like they suck right now, we'll get through it. And there'll be something down the road that's going to seem like it sucks even more, but we'll get through it. And I don't think anything like that is going to put us to the point beyond saving. I think the thing that's going to put us beyond saving is sort of like in the first topic is going to be environmental things, like physical things that we cannot change. We cannot. I mean, supposedly the ozone layer's hole is getting fixed, but
that's true.
But
time.
Ah, oh, damn.
That was fantastic. Great job.
Very surprised that he didn't. He had another chance to say that he loved us and he didn't do it.
You're right. Maybe he saved
it. I don't get it.
I got to open the next one with that just to make sure I get that in there.
Brian.
The next one's only 2 minutes about confessing my love for you guys.
I know the question, Brian, obviously, but oh yeah. Wait,
Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is this world past saving?
Before you start the timer, what do you mean by world? Do you mean the actual planet or?
That is your discretion.
Oh, okay.
Brian, is this world past saving? Why or why not?
Please just say yes and then dump.
If I could quote the amazing Elon Musk.
Oh my God. I think Elon Musk once said, I love you guys.
I love you guys. End quote. I couldn't disagree with Josh more. Everybody's always pushing, you know, keep hope alive, stay strong, keep the faith, we can do it. This is bullshit. This is the most horrible the world has ever been. We're going straight downhill, not even at like a slope, like if you're skiing or something, straight down, like you're falling in a well.
Oh God.
Unsavable. But it sounds good and makes everybody happy to be like, no, do it, band together, things are good. No way. Shit's fucked. We should all just turn around and start ruining it even faster. The end.
Damn.
Brian spent, all right, so let's go ahead and hold, let's get it out of the way. Brian spent the first 30 seconds. Making a joke, and then spent the next 30 seconds probably telling the truth.
No.
Depending on his thoughts, I like that you mentioned Elon Musk. I'm a fan of Elon Musk. So the fact that you mentioned him, pretty great.
Tell me that he'd never in his life said, I love you guys. I'm sure he's
yeah,
said it.
Yeah, I think he definitely probably did. He's like, he probably definitely said it to the team when they first landed in the reusable rockets. I love you guys.
I love you guys.
There's going to be a plaque somewhere that's like, in quotes, I love you guys, and then attribute Eli. It on below, say Elon Musk, and like literally millions of other people.
I love you.
But he's the first one.
Yeah. I also enjoyed the other side that you went of just basically how a lot of people are probably thinking right now. Maybe that's not how you feel, but you went with that and you stuck with it. And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Now, of course. Now, Josh.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to cut you off because you were making some really great points, but that's the 2 minutes. And I have to stand with Josh on this one.
All right.
The points.
Tough call, but okay.
Yeah. The points he made are very valid. And that's how I feel is that yes, there will always be something worse in the time that you're living in. You know, everyone always thought the world would end in 2012. When it didn't, it was, you know, before that. Maybe it should have. Right? I remember on that day that the world was supposed to end, I was in Chicago, and like the weather was a little bit bad. It's like, ooh. And then it turned out that like, it got beautiful.
Was it supposed to end in 2000, too? What was that?
Y2K.
That was Y2K.
Yeah,
that was just the internet was going to be reset.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, Mayan calendar, which would have destroyed the world.
Which would have destroyed the world,
probably. Mayan calendar ending in 2012. But anyway, like I love the points that Josh were making about how – you know, the world is not past saving. The negativity shines through, but we still move on. And yeah, there are some really rough things happening right now in the news. And I feel unfortunate for the people that are the victims of that, but it's up to us to band together and just treat people well and do things for them that maybe they can't do for themselves. And hopefully that, you know, even if it fixes one thing a day at a time, you know, it's still fixing things. So, great job, Josh.
I like it.
Thanks, man.
So, Josh gets the point from you.
From me.
Yeah.
Now, Josh.
Yeah, I'm going to also give myself my point.
Perfect.
I think the thing I disagree with Brian the most is that this is the worst point in our history. Like, we've had a Holocaust. We've had slaves in America. But Brian thinks that this right now is worse than both of those. And so, based on just that line, I think I'm going to give myself the point.
Perfect.
I think the Holocaust and or slaves is worse than Donald Trump. And where we are right now in society.
Great. I'd like to defend myself against what Josh just said. I don't think that my statement contradicts what used to be the worst thing happening. Then the world is now worse because of those things that happened.
Yep.
And more.
Ooh.
So you're saying right now it's still...
It's the worst time because of everything that has all come happened
before.
Forever.
So you're saying plus, all the time before
it's just,
this
it's just
makes
piling
this
on.
Time?
It's just piling on.
And, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
so you're saying by this time, you're casting a wide net.
Well,
you're like from slavery and Holocaust to now, that's all this time. That's
yeah,
what you're saying?
I would agree with that.
Well, first of all, yeah, those things weren't even that long ago. But what I mean is, it's just getting worse. Me saying this is the worst time doesn't, I'm not saying this is worse than the Holocaust. It's piled on. We've already that already happened, and now it's getting things are just worse. I just mean that nothing's gotten better.
I mean, we don't have slaves anymore. We don't have Holocaust anymore.
I mean, we don't have black slaves in America. Slavery is not over though.
Yeah. I was going to say, we don't in America.
Genocide isn't over.
I would call that an improvement though. The fact that we don't have slaves in America.
But I'm talking about the world.
The question was about the world, not America.
That is true.
But also,
that is true.
You know, but big parts of the world have advanced. So, like, if that keeps spreading, eventually.
Yeah. Oh, no. Of course, there's certain advancements have been made. It's great that there are less slaves.
But the fact that we live in 26.
But no slaves.
I'll agree with Brian in the sense that, yes, all of that still happened very recently, and the scars are still there. And now Israel and Pakistan are still, like, at war constantly. So it's like stuff is awful. We just, in America, we're kind of sheltered from that. And that's good and bad at the same time. So yeah. I would agree with Brian that, yes, there is some really awful stuff happening all over the world.
We just need to get all third world countries up to first world status.
Nice. I don't know if...
Easy. How come we haven't done it yet? It's so easy.
Money. Yeah, come on. Does everyone give him money?
I'm going to give Josh the point that Perfect. Time as well. Great points were made. I realize I'm a pessimist. A lot of ex-girlfriends have told me that, but...
Oh, really?
I will enjoy the counterpoint, though. I enjoyed that little conversation we just had.
God, look at us debating.
Look at us.
All right, so this has to go back to Brian to start.
Oh, sure.
Brian, recently, as of about 2 days ago of recording this podcast...
Oh, my God.
Melania Trump made a speech at the Republican National Convention.
She did.
Brian, the Melania Trump speech, plagiarism or unfortunate mistake?
I don't really everything is pretty calculated on that level, I believe. I don't think many mistakes are being made, especially from somebody like the Trump's campaign. They are, I think, very sure of everything that they're doing, and even bad shit like this happening, bad publicity, only ups the attention that he gets, which is exactly what he wants. I was actually just reading an article in The New Yorker about the guy who ghost wrote Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, and it is super interesting. First of all, check it out. He spent like 18 months just like with Donald Trump every day to ghostwrite this book. And the one thing that he keeps saying is like all that this man wants is attention. Like, yep. That's all that drives him. And then just look at the fact. I mean, just look at the speech that Obama gave and the speech that Melania gave. There's a bunch of. I mean, it's like pretty clear. Yeah. And who's really surprised by that? I mean, literally every day, just another thing that's more insane or as insane that comes out of this political race, and it's most of the time on the Trump side of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a huge. I think it's just that I'm not surprised by it. But yes, it was plagiarism and just another shitty thing. I mean, it's almost like they're just trying to do everything they can to make a joke of themselves, but it just like keeps working. Mm. I don't understand it. Real quick before I stop.
Oh God!
Before I stop, I just want to say that I really do love you guys, and I think we should probably go to Mars with Elon Musk.
Wow. Done.
The end.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Let's go ahead. There's some breaking news here. Some breaking news.
What? Breaking news right now?
Would you like me to let Josh go first?
Yes.
Okay.
Before we read any extra information.
Yeah. I should have the same facts that Brian has.
All right. Josh.
Yeah.
Melania Trump speech. Mm-hmm. Plagiarism or unfortunate mistake?
I'd be willing to believe both. I would believe whoever gave her the speech to read straight up plagiarized it. I would also be willing to believe that she had no idea that she was saying someone else's speech. I'm sure she's like, okay, this is my speech. Great. I'm going to do it. And I'm sure Donald Trump either probably just didn't care or if he knew, he's like, no, I'll do it anyway. Because like Brian said, I feel like all publicity is good publicity for him. And, I mean, he hasn't reacted or commented on any of the negative stuff. He hasn't apologized. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. He just loves it. He's like, let it build. So if someone told me that she had no idea that it was a Michelle Obama speech in 2008, I'm like, yeah, I'm sure she didn't. And I'm sure they just gave it to her and was like, all right, read this. And there was like, almost just like kids with like firecrackers, like just standing back and just like, all right, watch it explode. And yeah, I don't think there's any negative thing that could happen to their campaign that's going to turn off their supporters. If anything, yeah, like Brian said, like all it did was get her face now in the news, because it's been Trump, 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 Trump this whole time with all the crazy stuff that he's did. But now it's got the first lady in all of the viral memes and all this kind of stuff. Like now she's like super spread across the internet. So it's all it did was just draw more attention to the potential first lady candidate.
Thank you for saying potential.
And so it's like, all it is just broadening our knowledge or awareness of their whole party as opposed to just him. And so, yeah, I without a doubt think that it was intentional that they just took that speech. But as far as she knew about it, probably not.
Did you see her giving it? She was just like,
oh my God,
like dead. Like
is just, that done?
Yeah. The back and forth like comparison, like Michelle Obama is such a better speech giver.
Yeah. And you can tell that
she's
like,
passionate about it.
Right.
I would believe that Michelle Obama wrote her own speech for that. And then this was like, she was like giving like a book report that someone wrote for her that she found like on Cliff's Notes.
Ugh.
All right, done.
Wow.
All right, done.
I think both of you made very valid points and almost the same point. Yeah. I am going to, unfortunately, right? Obviously, you're right. I'm
breaking
going
news,
to
I'm
give my point to Brian, solely because he chose one side. And I agree with Josh. I think there is two sides to that. I think she is just a puppet that was given a speech. That's kind of where mine is. But like you said, like Michelle Obama, like if someone was just given a speech, it's like, you got to also be smart enough to like maybe research the speech or do something. So I'm going to give my point to Brian for making that point, but you both made the same. It's very hard to give that point because both of you made the same point about, you know, any publicity is good publicity. And I totally agree with both of you on that. And I agree with majority of that. I just, for choosing one side solely, I give it to Brian.
I'll take it. I'll take the point.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, since you went first, thoughts?
On me?
Oh.
Or yeah.
You
want to give me that sweet, sweet point?
Fantastic explanation of his thoughts on the third statement question. Mm-hmm. Basically, again, like the first question, pretty much exactly what I said. I will go ahead and give myself the point, though.
Oh, man.
And finally, Josh?
I feel like... Like again, like we had similar points of view. I feel like I added a little extra detail on there.
Good.
A little extra insight. A little extra meat on the bone, you know?
Yep.
So yeah, also to give myself a fighting chance, I'm going to give myself a point.
Excellent. Because
I feel like I'm losing no matter what.
It was a very meaty point.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my opinion is correct. Yours is invalid.
Even though ours were pretty similar.
Yeah. Yes, yes. they were both valid opinions.
Very good game, though.
Thank you. So the winner of this game is Brian Colbert Kennedy with 5 points. Mm. The second winner, because we're all winners here when we talk about top news, we got to get people talking about top news, is Josh with 4 points.
Boom.
So right behind
close.
Behind
him. If I didn't give you my first point,
right?
Yep.
So let's go ahead.
Hindsight's 20/20, Josh.
Yeah. Let's jump into some breaking news here. The writer has taken the fall for the chaos caused by the speech.
Schwartz, that's what I was just mentioning.
Yeah. So the writer has taken that fall for that. But bigger breaking news that I did not see yesterday. This is looks like about 15 hours old, so just last night.
Sure.
Did any of us watch the Republican National Convention?
No. James, a quick James Corner. It's like a real fast one.
Oh, I love it.
He's a big fan of politics and stuff.
If he watched it, he might say what I'm about ready to say.
So he texted me last night. No, he didn't tell me anything about it. He just said, live coverage of RNC event on radio, AM 870. I'm listening to it now. I love it. You probably don't have a radio at home. Listen in your car. If you
walk downstairs and listen in your car.
If you don't got a radio, use iHeartRadio app. And I just said,
This guy knows what's up. By iHeartRadio.
Wow.
And I just said, I'm about to work out. You'll have to give me a recap later. And he goes, recap? That's too hard.
So a lot of states were fighting it, trying to battle, Virginia being one of them, which I thought was interesting. I'm like, man, I thought Virginia would be one be solely. But as of 15 hours ago, it is official. Trump is the Republican nominee for president.
Sure. Well, that sounds right.
Great. And on that note,
he raped a 13-year-old.
What?
Yeah, like that, I was going to get into that. That was like one of the things that, like I say, there's nothing that can
A friend.
No bad publicity can get out about this guy that's going to turn off his supporters. They'll find some way to make an excuse for it.
Somehow fires them up.
Wait, I don't understand. What's this thing about rape?
There's like a previous charge that he and some other guy like gang raped a 13-year-old girl and his wife
a long time ago.
Is there proof to this?
Well, just like any rape case, it's an allegation and
a file was claimed or whatever, or charges or whatever. And then apparently, his wife even said that he like raped her and like filed police charges against him because he like raped her in their marriage.
But, yeah.
But I didn't know if there was like actual like DNA evidence or if it was solely an allegation.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw it online.
Damn.
That's why I didn't have enough facts. So I didn't want to use it in my debate argument because I didn't want to just throw it out there, but I did hear that too.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Well,
By the way, what do you call? What is if Hillary gets elected? What is Bill Clinton called? First man?
First man?
First husband?
The first kid?
First bro?
I think it's
that
first
movie,
kid.
That sorry,
it's Sinbad.
Yeah, Sinbad shows up and he's with them.
All right, I got some in the White House.
Yep. Yeah.
First gentleman. It's gonna be
like first lady. I like
first dude, bro.
Maybe first.
First
dude,
lady.
Bro.
First
ladies and gentlemen, or lady and man.
First bra.
I think it might be first gentleman.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Also, the founders never an alleged rapist, by the way. Just everybody that's crazy.
Yeah. That's, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
America! Fuck yeah!
Let's go ahead, Brian. I heard you had a topic on space. I like space.
I do have a topic on space.
Hi, I'm Leo. I like space.
Hello, I'm Leo. I have, my topic on space,
he was like doing an impression until he got his notes up on his phone. Yeah, and once he got the notes, no longer needed to continue the impression.
Hi, I'm Leo.
Okay, here's my notes.
Hi, I'm Leo.
My mind's in a lot of places, guys.
Nice, dude.
In space?
Get him out of the gutter.
In space. This is a combination space topic, pro-woman topic, and... God damn it.
Kidding.
And today in history.
Yes.
So it's a real threefer.
Yes, bitch.
Guys, today... Yes,
bitch. Yes, bitch.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Guys, today in history...
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is this when like the first lady went into space?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Let's see. 720.
Pretty good guess based on those three criteria.
Very good, yeah.
720, 2016. I think we landed on the moon in June, I think.
That's it. We landed on the moon.
Really?
We landed on the moon today.
It was the 20th of 1966.
Is that right?
No, it's like 69.
Something like that. Yeah, 69
it
sounds
was,
right.
It was right at
but
the
hey,
end.
69 always sounds right to me.
Right?
Hi-yo! Give me that skin.
Give me that skin.
That's
a huge. That's huge.
Yeah, pretty giant one. So, of course, it was all over my... I was... Well, not all over, but I saw an article today and read it and thought it was cool and everything. Obviously, we know about Lance, about Louis Lance Armstrong. Bass, yeah.
Louis Armstrong?
Jesus Christ.
Neil?
Neil. Wow, there's so many Armstrongs.
No, Louis Armstrong also went to the moon.
And so did Lance.
Hey guys,
Lance biked there.
I'm Louis Armstrong.
God, there's so many Armstrongs in my brain.
And now you're doing an impression of Louis Anderson.
I just realized that.
Louis Anderson definitely went to the moon.
I just realized
that. That was just so good.
100% realized that after I said it. I was like, what is this? It's not an Armstrong.
Ooh, this moon looks so bright from up here.
Some Armstrong or Louis went to the moon today with Buzz Aldrin, of course. But what the coolest thing I read.
Can we talk about how good The Right Stuff is, that movie? With Neil Harris in the movie, like a movie about us going to the moon.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't think I've seen it.
If you have not seen The Right Stuff.
I got to see The Right Stuff.
I haven't seen it.
Get off your butt and go see The Right Stuff.
Right now?
You can't see it in any theaters.
From like the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Right Stuff.
Okay. 80s, early 90s, but it's like Neil.
They got some kind of like proper statue of it or something at Universal Studios.
Yeah, it's.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's basically about Chuck Yeager, who was played by, I think he's a playwright, I think, as well. They're all well-known actors that are in this movie, and it's all about test flights, then all the way to
Sam Shepard.
Yes,
because he's that actor in a play, right?
Yeah, Sam Shepard is Chuck Yeager.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And then you said Neil Patrick Harris.
No,
that is what you said.
Let's go to the moon.
Oh, Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Lance Bass. The cool thing about the article I read was that. Those two always get the credit because they walked on the moon. It was on TV and shit. Yep. But that this woman, Margaret Hamilton, was the software engineer who was like leading the development team for the Apollo like onboard computer system. Mm-hmm. So she's like actually like sort of a big part of why we were able to even get to the moon.
Oh, was she like when they would say Houston, blah, 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 she's who they're talking to?
She was part of that team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if she was the actual person who talked back, but I guess 3 minutes before, the part of the Apollo that went up there was going to land on the moon, like this alarm went off and there was all these problems and she is the one who like fixed it so that like
we could
land on the moon and not have to go back.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I thought that was pretty, pretty cool. And then of course, you know, it's like, did we even really go to the moon?
Yeah. That's the question that still
was entails. It real? Was it staged? Why haven't we gone back?
Are there aliens there?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So there's also a great documentary. I was going to watch it last night, but instead I watched Kung Fury. So I chose probably wrong.
I love
wrong.
Kung Fury.
Kung Fury is crazy.
I don't know if I know that either.
It's like a 30-minute kickstarted movie. It's absolutely in fucking sane.
Oh, cool.
It's great.
But there's a documentary I want to watch called The Last Man on the Moon. And it's basically about the last guy that landed on the moon before we stopped the Apollo program. And
who else went to the moon?
Thoughts. Oh, there's like, I think 12 people walked on the moon.
I was going to guess, a dozen.
I think a dozen people walked on the moon, but there's...
Interesting.
Yep. But The Right Stuff, please watch that. And also...
It was on the same mission?
No. It was the same part of Apollo.
Different Apollo mission.
It was
Apollo 13. They didn't get to land on the moon.
Right.
I think Apollo 14 was the last one that landed on the moon.
Ghosted it.
But Tom Hanks almost landed on the moon, which was cool.
Got real close.
Tom Hanks, very actually, close. Yeah.
He just cruised by to drive by on the moon.
That must have so super sucked. But then again, you're still flying around the moon. It must be cool to see. And he also died, so that almost died.
Almost died.
Almost died. We did not lose our national treasure, Tom Hanks.
No. Don't be silly. No.
So I'm going to go ahead and also say that I've been waiting to play it because I wanted to kind of beat Enter the Gungeon first, but I don't think I can wait any longer.
Oh my God.
There's a game. On the PlayStation Store now that I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for because my computer is not powerful enough to play it. It is called Kerbal Space Program.
Kerbal?
And that is finally on the PlayStation Store, and I'm probably going to lose thousands of hours to this game.
Tell me about it.
Kerbal Space Program takes place in some alternate world with little Kerbals. But your whole, they're like tiny little green creatures.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like the size thank you. Of, your, thank you.
We all know what Kerbals are.
We all know what Kerbals are. Shut up. I've assumed because
stop
I've seen
me talk about Kerbals. It's
so
obvious.
Many videos of it. But the game is all about space simulation and it's, you have.
VR?
No. So you take off from planet Kerbal. But to order to take off, you have to build your own spacecraft.
Oh, this is the thing where you like actually put the pieces together as you build a ship.
You have to put the pieces together. You also have to know like actual rocket science, but not like, but like they teach you slowly, like how many delta V's do you need to get off of the Earth?
Oh, six.
That's like, it's one. So that's, so it's like thrust, how much thrust do you need to like exit the atmosphere? And then how much fuel do you need when you're in space? And like, it's all about like playing with that. And there's like a sandbox mode, or there's like a career mode where all you do is you build a spacecraft. If it fails, like, cause everything comes into play, gravity, wind, you actually have to like control it. You have to know where to tilt, like to the order of like getting off of Kerbal.
Damn.
Once you hit 70, you know, meters, then you're in technically in outer space and you have to fire your rockets to get in orbit. But then you have to get like a correct orbit and you can go to moon, which is MUN, or there's, I think, our entire fake solar system, like named like MERS or something, like MURS.
Oh,
but that is actual.
I hope Jupiter's Poopiter.
Poopiter. I hope so too. And it's
Uranus, they just leave it the same.
Yeah.
And it's, you can do anything. You can build rovers to land on the planets first. You can, you know, build a space station to go to. You can go to the sun. You can go all the way outside, but it literally will take you that long.
Yeah.
Like to go, if you want to like man a mission to Pluto, you have to know what, you know, gravity, because, you know, Poopiter will have the correct gravity. So if you want to get to Pluto, you'd actually have to use a gravity assist to swing around it.
Nice.
And shoot off. And then your spacecraft will be going that fast, but you have to make sure the right amount of fuel to slow down before you land on it. And then when you're landing on the moon, you have to like make sure you have the right equipment. It's insane, and you have to build it all yourself, but the game like teaches you.
Right, right.
So I have been watching videos of it forever because I'm like, my God, this is so interesting. And I just have been hesitating starting it because I know it's a game that I'm going to play for like hours and hours and hours.
It'd be so great. I'm imagining like an actual rocket scientist like sitting down, starting the game, just fucking going to town. He's so smart. Right? He just crushes it, flies away, just throws the remote, done
there's,
with it.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, right. There's
easy.
There's a guy on Twitch who has completely built his following. Like I think it's like he has like 30,000 subscribers about just showing people the ropes, and he is like an actual scientist.
Oh,
and he's like, and he's like, all right, guys, so we're gonna need you know, make sure you have this amount of fuel. This fuel canister needs to connect to this because you want to fire back rockets first. And it's just like he does that for 8 hours a day, and that's his job.
Damn,
and it's insane because like watching him, I'm like, oh my God, this guy is so smart, and he's playing Kerbal Space Program on a computer. So yeah, Kerbal Space Program, download it. $39.99 right now in the PlayStation Store.
Oh, nice.
So I'll probably do that tonight and dabble with it and check it out.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be real fun.
Yeah. And it's all about like experimentation. Like it could take you like 10 hours.
I feel
hours.
Like I would just make a bunch of joke ships and just see what happens.
See what happens. And you know, your whole goal is you don't want to lose a Kerbal. Like they can parachute like coming down. Like you got to, you know, time everything right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It seems super cool.
Whoa.
And you can name them all. So they're obviously all going to be you guys.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, all right, man.
Well, no, that was
hey,
a lot
clear,
of space
clear your
talk.
Throat. Clear your throat.
No, I sound really great on the mic.
You
right
do
now.
Sound very sexy.
Yeah, I sound really great, ladies.
Ooh, hey, stop it.
Ladies, show me those wide vaginas.
Ladies, take off your underwear and show us your butts.
Ladies, put your underwear up your butts.
Ladies, roll up those sleeves. Let us see those weenuses.
Ladies, poop your underwear out.
Ladies, spread your labia.
Oh, wow.
Ladies, become strong, prominent women.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money and start a family.
Just earlier, I said poop out your panties.
That was somebody else.
Sounds a lot like me.
Josh, do you have any topics you want to talk about?
Josh, I got some topics.
I know Brian's got one more
yeah.
That he wants to chat about. But, you know, Josh, how you doing?
I'm kind of sick, so I was wondering what's the sickest you guys ever been?
Oh, God. well, like
what a fucking top! I love it.
In the head or like physically?
Physically ill.
That's a good question, though. Yeah, that was a good question. Yeah. And then so follow up question: when have you been sickest in the head?
I feel like every day is like the most sick I've been in the head.
Right. Oh, I'm getting sicker and sicker. Yeah.
Well, Brian just said, "Ladies, poop out your panties." So like
you said, "Ladies, put your panties up your butt." I was continuing the joke.
Oh, true. It wasn't a joke.
Poop it right back out.
It wasn't a joke, ladies.
Come on.
Come on. Nice.
Give yourself wedgies.
I think the sickest I've ever been, when I went to go visit my family once in Florida, we went to some restaurant like by the ocean. I ordered coconut shrimp for the first time in my entire life. I was like, oh, this should be great.
Nice.
Fresh shrimp from Florida. I spent, everyone else was asleep. There was in like some two-story place. I barely know these people, like, because they're just like an aunt and uncle that I've met like twice.
I didn't realize that you said aunt instead of aunt.
Aunt and uncle. So there's like Barely ever met.
I say ain't.
Ain't.
Hey, Aunt Karen.
Hey, Aunt Karen.
Ain't an uncle.
So it ain't. It ain't Karen.
Ain't it.
You ain't Karen.
I'm not your Aunt Karen. Leave me alone, kid.
I'm telling you, you ain't. So I spent the entire night, like, my mom let me go off with them for a while. She was at, like, some other hotel. And I'm just probably 14 years old. I puked all over the hotel, like, ground floor. And they're all, like, upstairs sleeping. So I spent the entire night cleaning up my own puke from coconut shrimp. And then I just could not stop. I just was over the sink just like constantly puking for probably the entire evening. So that was probably the worst case of food poisoning I guess I've ever had.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, I will never eat coconut shrimp.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Even the smell of it, I'm just like, nope, can't, nope.
Can you eat – do you eat other shrimp?
Yeah.
And do you eat coconut anything?
I love coconut.
And so just not the combo.
The combo of coconut shrimp. Like, even I remember, like, when we worked at Grand Lux, I would see coconut shrimp, like, on the dim sum platter, and I'd just, like, quiver almost. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even want to take it. Couldn't even see it. So, yeah, that's the sickest I've ever been.
Nice, bro. My sickest what comes to mind is also food poisoning. From when, I don't know if I was in high school or just out of I was 22 or something. I had eaten that day a bag of beef jerky, just like from the store, you know, brand new. And then also eaten at my favorite diner. We have this diner in Westmont where I grew up called Omega. It's gone now. It's just like a Greek diner, you know. But it was like very popular with the high school kids when we were in school. We would always go there. You could still smoke in a restaurant back then, so it was half smoking, half non-smoking. Sorry.
God, do you remember that when there was like smoking?
Isn't that
sections?
Crazy?
Yeah, that was. That's. I heard that Waffle House, which is a prominent diner in Georgia in the South, like lost a huge chunk of their business when they had to no longer have smoking allowed.
Yeah,
and because that's where people would go. They go smoke in Waffle House all day long, and the regulars they just come there every day, eat waffles and smoke, and now they can't smoke in there, so they just stopped going.
But I don't really get that, because you can't smoke anywhere now inside, really. So where
are you going instead?
Right.
Just making waffles at home?
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Waffles at home are good. You got to buy a waffle maker.
So Omega.
Yeah, so we ate at Omega that day, and we ate beef jerky. And it was the only time still to this day that I've ever had food poisoning. But I just remember being – shit couldn't come out of both sides of my body. I had no idea what to do. I needed another toilet across from the toilet I was sitting at. It was an absolute nightmare. Just I've never felt that. And just sweaty and then cold. And then just, I mean, I couldn't believe how much liquid was like coming out of me.
Shitting and then like almost like you have like the sink right there. Like, ugh,
right. And I didn't have a, I know I needed, it was fucking gross. But the main thing I remember is that I loved Omega so much. Even though clearly it was Omega, I convinced myself that it was the beef jerky that gave me the food sickness. And so then I stopped eating beef jerky forever.
So you've never had beef jerky?
No.
You didn't even have it in Denver?
What did you have?
No, I didn't.
What does that even mean?
Denver's known for their beef jerky.
What did you have at Omega, do you remember?
I always eat breakfast. I probably had like pancakes and bacon and I mean, I don't even know
maybe
really
some
what
egg or
they
something.
Are. Yeah, maybe a bad egg. Fucking bad eggs.
Yeah.
You guys are a couple of bad
eggs. Bad eggs spoil the whole bunch.
Oh, nice.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah, like I think one bad so. Egg.
Yeah.
No,
I think it's what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Is that a different saying?
No, there's definitely something.
Oh my God, I just thought of a game to play. I can't wait to next week. New
next
game.
Week.
Bring in a game.
Nice. Game's back.
Games are back, folks. Games are back. Manuel, I listened to it 1.5 times. Josh, what about you? What's the sickest you've ever been?
I don't know.
So
fantastic. All right. Yeah, let's move on.
A few years back, I was doing a play and like we'd have tech rehearsals like all night long. So getting like no sleep like several days in a row. I feel like that's always what'll like just shoot my immune system completely to bits. And so I always get sick if I go like several days with like no sleep. I remember one time in high school I tried to stay up for as long as I could.
Yep.
I went like 5 days without sleep.
That is horrible.
Hallucinating at school.
Yep.
And hearing voices and like I remember like
how did you not fall asleep?
I might have like an hour or two. Like,
yeah.
Like you know because I keep my lights on. I never got in my bed. I stay fully dressed. But I might have like blacked out for like a period of time.
You were just fucking around?
Just to see how long I go.
Longest I've ever done is like 60 hours, but that was with like Adderall in college.
And man, that's crazy.
I had like huge dark circles under my eyes. And I remember one time I was in an English class and like all sounds sounded so far away. I thought they were like a tunnel. And I heard wah, wah, wah. And then I look up. And my English teacher's like yelling my name, and I'm like not responding. She's like, Josh! And I just like snapped, like, what? And then she's like, okay, someone else read for the next page or whatever.
Maybe that's why Josh sometimes doesn't pay attention.
Yeah, because like, of that one moment that scarred him forever.
World. Like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
now, like, is in his own world at times.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely am. I definitely, like, yeah. go off in my own daydream worlds all the time.
That makes me want to do it, but, like, if I was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to stay up
forever. But I feel like, yeah, puking-wise, it's normally not a factor, like, sick unless you have some kind of food.
Yeah.
I remember, just like you were with coconut shrimp, you can never have it again. One of my favorite cereals growing up was Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, God, I love Fruity Pebbles.
And I guess was sick that morning, and I puked up like right after I ate a bowl and my vomit looked and tasted like Fruity Pebbles coming up, and that just scarred me. I never had Fruity Pebbles again.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah, I'm missing out.
That was like one of my favorites. Like, that was like one of my go-tos.
Yeah.
I love like the tiny little pieces, like the texture. You just get a whole bunch in your mouth.
What are your great impression of eating Fruity Pebbles? What is what are your thoughts on Cocoa Pebbles?
See, those I can still do. It was the fruit.
Yeah.
I mean, the flavor is totally different. It's just the texture is the same.
Yeah. I just didn't know if it was like Fred Flintstone in the box.
Right. It was like a whole pebble thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
What do you feel about just like going to like picking up pebbles off the ground, just throwing them at people?
It gets me a little queasy, but
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And I got sick off of some Thai food a few years back, and I don't think I've had Thai food since because like the smell of
that's
cooking.
A shame. I love Thai food.
Yeah, Thai food's delicious. Nauseous. Also, I love Thai people.
I love Thais.
Yeah, just Thais.
Neckties. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. That'd be really weird if you got sick off a necktie.
I like don't eat neckties, idiot. Yeah. You know?
I like when two people win a race at the same time.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I love it.
I got nothing.
Yeah, let's
go. No, I love, I got sick off of Thais Till 4 in Chicago.
Ooh, Thais Till 4.
Yep.
God, what 4 a.m. bars are we going to go to?
The Star Wars enemy ships.
Oh.
Nice.
TIE fighters.
Shit.
I don't think I have any more.
Off the
top of my head.
We got TIE fighters. We're still having a conversation. We got Thai food. We got Thai races.
Oh, the Thai boards.
I love that I'm always on time.
Not ice, but like tie boards. Like they're like you have chalkboards, blackboards, tie boards. I got it.
Leo is nailing it right now. Yeah.
I like when you take like a t-shirt and you put a bunch of colors and you just kind of mix it all up and get that effect going. A little tie dye.
Nice.
Oh, red shirt, tie dye. Yeah.
And then let's see, the sickest I've ever been in my head.
Oh yeah. Mine actually might have been when I stayed up for like 5 days straight.
Probably when I remember one time I was in vacation with the family, and I was like, I guess, super running a fever, and I was just thinking the weirdest and strangest and creepiest stuff. But that might just be another fever thing. So that's probably just normal sick.
Fever dreams. I had a bunch of weird dreams last night because I took cold medicine and drank some wine.
Ooh, I like that combo.
Nice, dude. That's like rapper life.
Yeah.
You're living that, you're drinking that purple stuff and then sipping that 40.
You don't fuck Sunny D, man.
Yeah, you don't need to know what's in my cup.
Purple stuff.
I bet you at least 3 or 4 boys took off shirts in that dream.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. At least. More than
least. If you're a boy in my dream, like, no shirts allowed.
Wow.
Hey.
All right, Brian.
If you're in my dream, you know what to do. Get that shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like my friend Brian.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brian, what do you got topic wise there, bud?
I guess I was most sick in the head when I thought I was doing cocaine this one time, but it was something else that like
what
my
were you
friend's
doing?
Friend brought. I don't know, but it wasn't cocaine. And then
laundry
I like,
detergent.
And is then I had like,
iodized
a
salt
bunch bath of salt? Like just like crazy thoughts and was like talking to myself and couldn't go to sleep. And I like they were so crazy that I started recording them on my phone because I was saying the weirdest shit ever.
Oh my god! Upload those.
My last topic for the day is that I read an article about virtual food.
Ooh.
There's a company based in LA that is working on this project where you put on a VR helmet and you have this like special utensil and it's so you can basically eat whatever your favorite food is, taste it, feel like you're actually eating it, but you're just eating this like 3D printed like piece of algae. It's like this algae cube.
I could go vegan if I always thought I was eating pizza.
Right?
There was a 3D printing machine in the Science Museum in Chicago.
Oh yeah,
there was like it was one of the first one. It was 3D printed food. It's like one of the first machines, but it can only do like vanilla, chocolate, and like
no right.
If we're living on a space station, all we got are algae cubes to eat. But if I put on a helmet, it makes it basically
looks
put
like
myself in the
pizza.
Matrix. And I think I'm eating like a nice juicy steak.
Right.
What?
Oh, that's fine.
How do you not do that?
What kind of food are we talking here?
Yeah. All right. So it imitates taste, smell, and feel of the food that you want.
Jesus.
The algae thing is for texture so that there's like actually something going on in your mouth.
Yeah.
There's the special utensil that tracks the algae cubes like location in virtual space.
So if you're like flinging your pizza around, it's going to look like it.
I guess so.
Yeah.
The headset, like I said, makes it look like whatever dish you want.
Oh my God.
There's an aromatic diffuser that provides the smell so that you're smelling whatever you think you're eating. This I didn't really understand, but there's something called bone conduction technology that mimics chewing. So maybe it's like, because you're actually chewing the algae cube, I believe, but maybe it somehow is able to, like, what, like you, when you chew steak, that you chew it differently than when you have an ice cream or whatever. Insane.
So the algae would just be like tougher, basically.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What if you puked after like eating something while doing the algae, and like you could no longer have that virtual food because you associated that one
virtual
food.
Right, the association.
Yeah, like you couldn't have virtual coconut shrimp. I couldn't have virtual fruity pebbles.
I will not eat beef jerky in my virtual future. I won't. And so far they've
done virtual omega.
Oh, I'll definitely
have it back.
They've done steak, sushi, and pie so far. Apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Pie is definitely very light. Sushi would be very strange how you would structure that.
Right. But like, what was
the other one?
Steak.
Ugh.
Yeah. What if one time you're like, you know what? I wonder what the algae actually tastes like. You take off your virtual helmet.
While you're putting
everyone is eating dead human flesh.
Oh my God. Wow. And someone is the special dispenser is just a man's penis in your mouth.
Man, that would be the ultimate trick.
Yep.
Like, we have it at our house and we like give it to Josh. I'm like, Josh, do whatever you want. We'll put it in here.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's a steak and he's fucking going to town. Yeah. But really, we have just taken like a penis from the science lab.
Yep.
And that's what he's eating. This is delicious.
Brian, this is a real good steak. I know, isn't it, Josh? And we're both just like walking in the other room to like laugh at different times.
And just like kiss.
Yeah.
Dude, he's hiding in the other room watching and laughing and kissing.
I'll tell you what, dude. Let me tell you something about Brian and Leo, the scientists.
Well, after we play the fucking moon game, M-U-N game, we can be scientists.
Ladies and gentlemen of the scientific community, I am Leo, and this is my partner in crime, Brian.
What up, bitches?
We have discovered a man that will eat a penis unknowingly. Here is a video of it, and if you fast forward, we see us laughing in the background, and then we kiss. So please watch the full video for our PhDs.
And please provide funding for us. We need $12 million.
You need $12 million because penises are expensive, apparently, in the future.
Oh, that's good.
Great topic. I
anything virtual is blows my mind.
It just made me question, like, what if Josh ever gets sick on pizza? Like, what would his life become?
Oh, like if you no longer ate pizza?
Suicide.
Yeah, I think you'd be dead.
Oh, that's harsh, but yeah.
You know that I walked into work yesterday. You don't know this. I'm going to tell you. I walked into work yesterday, and waiting for me was a bag that said Brian on it. I opened it up. God. Inside of it was a Portillo's combo.
Whoa.
Yeah. Tad, who is from Chicago, who works at Blood Toes, went down to the Buena Park location, got one for himself, and brought me one. It was, and like, they like package it to go.
Yeah.
So everything's separate, and then you make it. It was so fucking good.
Did you eat it at work or did you save it?
I ate it instantly.
Wow.
It was delicious.
You killed Tad.
Oh, I definitely killed Tad. Ate his penis.
Oh, man. I love running into Tad around here. I've done it like twice now.
Well, yeah, because he lives over here.
Yeah.
I told him about that one time. We ran into him at Gelson's or whatever.
It was Albertson's, and I told him too. He was just like, hey, man. It was like, dude, I don't remember that at all.
That was insane. I can't believe that I had a fucking beef sandwich waiting for me at work. It's one of the nicest things anybody's ever done.
Eat so many beef sandwiches in Chicago.
We are. We really are.
How did you repay him? How did you thank him?
I mean, I texted him a bunch and said, thanks. You're the man. Great job. Good friend. Blah, blah, blah.
Not even a phone call?
Only one.
Here are my nips.
Here's my nips.
Here's a shot of my nips.
How come he didn't bring fries or a hot dog?
Oh, wow. That chocolate shake.
Chocolate cake shake.
would have held nicely maybe like for the drive.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks for half-assing it, Tad.
I'm going to go down there again. That and just
please, experience. I want to go.
Or
with
I guess I could just wait to go to Chicago.
That's 3 weeks away. Actually, we should wait because we're trying to buff up right now. We can't just be eating bread and I don't know. Meat's not bad for your body. No. I mean, you could argue that it is.
Damn, last week, 2 weeks ago, Brian said it.
I'm just saying, like flip flopping. I'm just saying, look wise.
What a
flip-flopper. It's not like we're going to have a bunch of chocolate for cake shakes.
I mean, there is a whole paleo diet where you use meat, and those people all come in jacked as hell at Blood Sows.
Right.
So
there's also a video of a really strong man lifting up a full keg, and he's a vegan. So anything can happen, guys.
But then his weak arms give out from his grain protein, and the keg kills him.
Not true. That does not happen in the video.
You didn't watch the whole video.
He's very strong, and he's vegan.
I did.
Saw the director's
and he loves animals.
Yep, and then he'll halfway through a workout, he burns out because his his tofu protein gives out his body.
There is fantastic plant protein.
Nope.
Yes, yes, there is.
Don't believe it.
There are a lot of professional athletes that are vegan.
Nope. That's not true. There's no professional athletes.
Well, that's we could argue about that.
I live in my own world. Relax.
Oh, got it, Josh. What were you going to say?
See, there you go. That 1,000%.
Perfect.
If you ever want to see this as a case study, Brian, mm-hmm. wait until Josh has turned on a video game that mm-hmm. he enjoys playing and just talk to him. And I promise he will not remember or remember a thing you said.
Yeah, it's like I'm in a dream state.
You're in the zone.
Yeah, my primal cortex or whatever brain part is focused on the game.
Sounds right.
Yeah. But I got like the subconscious part. It's like hearing what you're saying, I'll say some answers, but I'm not retaining any information that's being said or that I'm saying.
Yeah.
And like, if you ask me to recall the conversation, like once I'm done playing the game, I don't know what was it.
And vice versa, if I'm playing a game, Josh will have a full conversation with me and expect me to answer him.
I'm talking to you.
Also, let's talk about Kung Fury for just one last second before we get into reviews. Everybody have something to review, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. There's a line in Kung Fury that I did not appreciate.
Wow.
That's good deep. The police... chief, they were making fun of like the 80s police chiefs, how they're so like loud and yelling, and he's like, I'm gonna be all up inside your butt like a fag on Viagra. I didn't really appreciate that line.
When was Kung Fury made?
This like last year. I just didn't appreciate the use of fag in 2015, 2016.
It's set in
or ever.
Is it set in today's time?
No, it's set like I don't know.
It's set in Miami. That's all it says. It's like
no, what time though?
That's what I'm saying.
It looks like the '80s. I don't know. They don't say. I don't think. I think it's like 20XX.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Like, why? Yeah, why even use that line?
Yeah, probably could have left it out.
Yeah. So I was just like, like I get it. Like you could have made him seem angrier minus that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds somebody just thought that was a really funny line.
Yeah,
who wrote it,
or just say like a dude. Just do like a dude on Viagra. There's no need for the.
It's interesting now because like that, you know, these days that you're not seeing this like the same amount of like shitting on gay people as but we used to.
Yeah.
Like there's movies you go back and watch movies from a while and you're like, wow, they're really fucking laying on the anti-homosexual like
my science project, one of my movies that I said that we should all watch together during one of those topics. Like 20 podcasts ago, I went back and watched it, and they were throwing the F word around, like that F word, and were like, I think they said at one point in the movie, like, man, we can't invite him, he's black. I think they might have actually said that in the movie.
I wouldn't be super surprised. There's so many things that nowadays, where people are much more sensitive to the fact that like you can't just like be a fucking asshole to everybody all the time.
In a good way. In a good way.
Although I got to say, like, at least it wasn't made now. If it was supposed to be set back in a time when that was more normal, then at least they're staying true to that.
Yeah.
Although, like, clearly he could have wrote something else that wasn't so fucking
And it was the lead guy who was in the movie wrote and directed it and started it.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty just – if you just want an off-the-wall 30 minutes of your life, that's it. But there was just that one line. It was like, man, he didn't need
Did
that.
You – have you seen Louis C.K.'s bit on – on that word?
No.
It's very good and it's funny, but I think it's because you like Louis C.K. and you think he's funny and he's like, I think like you know that he's not, like he doesn't have any ill will towards homosexuals.
Yeah.
He has a bit about the history of the N-word too. It's just a recording from a radio show.
Oh, really?
Really.
And I noticed the other day when we were at karaoke, like it's kind of hard to sing any rap song because they say the N-word a whole bunch.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also, if you sing any Eminem rap song instead of the N-word, it is the F-word that he says a lot. You're like,
he does say that a lot in his songs too.
So
yeah,
so I feel like a lot of rap songs, if you're a straight white guy, are kind of off limits for karaoke.
Yeah There's a lot of like, even just now being like, well, I thought that Louis C.K. bit was funny, but that's coming from me who's just a straight white dude.
Yeah,
so all that, like, I don't know anything else except for being like that, so nobody's really oppressed me.
Yeah, I just remember
I remember
you can oppress shit out of me, baby.
A friend of mine, Matthew Michael Brown, went through like just some of the people in the house would say it. He'd be like, don't fucking say that.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, don't be dumb. And even just yesterday, we were in that text thread. Somebody said it. And I'm like, I didn't want to say anything, but like.
Someone else did, though.
Somebody did, yeah.
And how old? I mean.
It's younger people.
Yeah.
People in their early 20s. And I mean, I will admit, growing up, you know, that was not, it was not a conscious thing. You know, we would constantly say something was gay if it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was a synonym for stupid.
It was so normal for some stupid reason.
Like, oh, that's so gay.
Yep. Yeah.
But now, like, if I hear people say that, it makes me cringe, and I'm like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah. Do you think that back then when we were saying it as kids, People were better than that, though, also. Like, it was just that we were kids and we were saying it, just no, like kids now no. say it.
I feel like just as a society, we everyone was generally on the same consensus that being gay was bad.
Right.
And so there was no issue with using it as a synonym for something that was dumb or stupid. Yeah. Like, everyone was like, of course, you know, no one should be gay. And so if you were to say, ooh, that's gay, like, no one was like, hey, that's offensive. You're not,
I think generally we've definitely all gotten better.
We've gotten better, yeah. Like, if, I feel like if I was a kid and I was like, you know, if this was like a thing, you know, if something was, I didn't like something, if I was like, oh, that's so black.
Right.
Like, there were people, people back then, like, don't do that.
Right, right.
But because we had gotten to the point where, but in the 50s and 60s, they wouldn't, you know?
Just right, right.
Yeah. Just imagine. Somebody said, oh, man, it's so black.
Like, yeah. What? I know, it's so ridiculous.
What does that even mean?
But yeah, it sounds so absurd, but like in the 50s and 60s, you could say the N-word in a normal conversation and no one would blink an eye.
Yeah.
But now.
And people still do now.
Yeah. And I was like, what is wrong with
you? So crazy.
Yeah, Brian did it the other day. I was like, Brian.
That is like, not true, and you know it.
But yeah, I feel like we have, at least, you know, in the part of the world we live now, or part of the country, but I guarantee if I were to go back home, and I'm sure plenty of people who still talk like the way that I did growing up, without even thinking it about it.
And worse.
Yeah.
Chad just went home for the 4th of July and one of his like uncles or something used the N-word. It's just like, what?
Yeah. Well, Trump, presidential candidate from the National Convention. Let's jump into some reviews here, folks.
Sure,
We all have something to review. I'm going to go last, if you don't mind.
I'm going to go second to last, if you don't mind.
Ah, perfect. Josh.
Third to last.
Nope.
Oh,
Josh, you can't do that. You can't do that.
That's first.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Josh.
Yes.
What are you going to review?
Well, there was something I was thinking about reviewing because I've watched the first two episodes. There's eight total, but I think I'm going to wait until I watch the whole series. So I'll just say real quick, I'm really enjoying the new Netflix show, Stranger Things.
I hear it's so good. Yeah. Yep. Can't wait to start
I've watched the first two episodes. There's eight total. I kind of want to wait until I've seen the whole thing before three-word reviewing.
Yeah.
But highly recommend watching it. I feel like it is 100% up Leo's alley.
Yeah, one of the, you know, things you might also like when I clicked on it was X-Files. I'm like, yep, sold.
Yep.
Oh,
it takes place in the 80s, and I feel like they 100% capture that time era stuff.
That's awesome. Really, really good. I'm excited to watch it.
So I am going to review. I watched the pilot episode because I thought I could do like a subscription service for the channel, like HBO or Showtime, to finish it, but I can't. So now I'm just going to have to wait till like the whole season is on Amazon.
What an idiot.
Because it's on Cinemax, and I guess the only way you can watch Cinemax online is if you actually have Cinemax.
Skinemax?
Skinemax.
No more skin, just sin.
Oh,
and now they're trying to you know, come to the table with like same like stars. And
I'm always trying to come on the table. Did you say come to the table or come on the table?
Whichever you prefer.
Cool. Did I say table or did I say tits?
I think you said Leo. Yeah.
Leo's butt.
Chest. Leo's hairy chest. It would take a while to get out, too.
But I watched the first episode because it's so gross. On YouTube.
Shave that shit first.
They officially released the first episode on YouTube to get attention. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll watch that. And then I'll, like, whatever, subscribe for a month to Cinemax. But I can't.
Right.
Of a TV show called Outcast, which is created by Robert Kirkman, who created The Walking Dead.
And oh, wow.
It's based on a comic book series that he started about a year ago called Outcast. And I will three-word review that.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Could you please give us a three-word review of Outcast, followed by the sound a female cat would make pooping out her panties?
Really get into the character study of this female cat. This female cat wears panties.
And by the way, last week, Josh had a fantastic cat meow.
Oh, yeah. Is that one where I started laughing mid-meow?
He was trying to do a cyberpunk meow, and he just lost it, and it just sounded
awful. Oh, shit.
Awful.
Actually, I did listen to the episode, but I think I missed the reviews.
Just go listen to that.
I forgot about that.
Jump to Josh's review.
All right, let's see. Accurate. Creepy. Cool. Yeah. Huh.
Why did the cat go?
Relief to get his panties out the butt, you know?
A cat can't make a sound of relief.
Not yet.
Amazing. Josh.
So I've read all the comics.
Had already done it in the past?
When I heard about the show, because I listened to the latest episode that Robert Kirkman was on the Nerdist podcast. He's been on there several times, and he was talking about this, and that's how I heard that the first episode was free on YouTube. And so I wanted to read all the comics leading up to the point so I kind of see how it compares to that, because he said it's very different because he's a writer on The Walking Dead, the show, and on this Outcast, the show. But Walking Dead, he started years and years and years and years ago. And then so when he got started working on the show, it was a very different feeling going back to something he had written a long time ago. And so he's like felt more inclined to make some changes. Oh, I might do this differently. But Outcast, he literally started, I think, like at the end of 2014. So he's kind of writing the comics and the show at the same time.
Whoa.
So it's not as much of a feel like of a need to like change things just to because like I don't want to retell that story. But as opposed to like, well, these are different two different medias. You know, I could convey this in the comics better than I could on TV. Right, so right. in the show script, I'm going to do this differently. So he just said, like, from a writer's standpoint, it's very different working on Outcast than it is Walking Dead. So I was like, all right, let me just read, because I think there's only like, I think 18 issues so far of Outcast. I got to read through those. I really enjoy it. It's all about exorcism and demons. It's like taking over people's bodies and stuff like that. And so it's really cool. I really enjoy it. The art style is really cool in the comics. And so I watched the pilot. The pilot was pretty similar to the comics. They, you know, changed a few things, but I wish I could keep watching the season, but I can't until it's available some other way, like Amazon Prime or something like that.
I wonder if I have Cinemax.
Like, yeah, that's the only way you can watch it online is if you have Cinemax as part of like your cable package,
right.
And you can log in with
that
info.
I think I do, actually.
But
it's weird that they. I wonder why they chose Cinemax to be where they were gonna put the show up.
Yeah, probably just paying the most.
Yeah, they got the most dough out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it said accurate because, you know, at least for the first issue or first episode, I feel like he said down the line he'll probably make some more changes just going forward and stuff. You know, things he can do on TV that he can't do in the comics and vice versa. Since he's kind of writing them simultaneously. And creepy just because the subject matter and the show was cool. Like there's a few parts I was like, oh man, this is gonna be gross because I already read it in the comics and I was like, if they do it the same way in the show and they did, it's like, ah, gross. And then cool just because, you know, it's done well. I enjoy it. So nice. But yeah, I recommend it. If you have Cinemax, check it out.
Anybody watch the first episode like you did?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Yeah, like Cinemax put the episode officially on YouTube. So if you like watch, you know, look for Outcast, like, you know, pilot or whatever, it's on there. It's an hour long. I enjoyed it.
Just go to youtube.com and you can search Outcast pilot.
Yes,
if you want to find that.
OUTKAST.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
But yeah, I enjoyed it, and I would recommend watching it. And I look forward to seeing the rest of the season. But I watched the first two episodes last night of Stranger Things, and that show was really cool.
Cool. I'm hearing good things.
And
I've not Stranger Things. People are saying strange things about it, but I'm hearing good things.
Right. And then I watched change the name of the show to Good Things.
Yeah, it was good. I'm hearing good things.
Good things.
And I've watched a few more episodes of Mr. Robot. Still enjoying that.
Nice.
It's very cinematic. Each episode looks and feels like a movie.
Oh, I got to start that too. That's on Amazon Prime now?
Yeah, the first season. I think season two is starting right now, but season one, you watch the whole first season.
I love that.
Do you think instead of maybe even like Stranger Things, like Great Things, Good Things, maybe they just change the name to like, hey, we're a good show. You should watch us. That would probably get the most, do you think,
right? It's not a bad name for a show, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Brian, you have something to review, right?
I have something to review, although I admit that since I was busy all week, I didn't really watch anything. Nice. So I'm sort of pulling a Leo here and reviewing whatever the fuck I want.
That's what I'm about. Brian, regale us.
Please regale. Gale and then regale us.
What are you going to review?
I have to gale and regale. Yeah, I am going to review what it's like eating at specifically these two fast food restaurants, Taco Bell and Wendy's, when you are an adult who doesn't eat that shit anymore.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Josh, feel free to throw it at him for that one.
Please throw it at me.
Hey, Brian. Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I know where this is going to go, but I want to see if once again we're on the same page in terms of our opinions on things.
Oh.
Can you please give us a 3-word review of the act of eating shitty junk food as an adult when you haven't eaten that type of food in a long time at Taco Bell and Wendy's specifically?
Yes.
I love that you're ready to correct him.
Followed by the meow of a cat that is being processed into ground beef.
Wow. Yes. Regret. Price. Yum. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, God.
The cat was doing fine and didn't realize it, and then got grabbed.
I like how Leo and Brian's meows, like, kind of have like little stories to them. Like, they have like several meows like leading up to the event before the actual meow of the act itself.
Like, my meow last week was like him, the cat, like walking down the street, and yours right there was like the cat just having a good time until, oh, what? Get off of me.
What's happening?
Do you think inside this ground beef cat, someone will find shreds of panties?
Here's hoping, man.
Yeah, but he didn't have the meow of the pooping out in relief before getting ground up. So
that's true.
I'm sure there is.
I want to put some panties on a cat.
God, that'd be so terrible.
Brian.
So I recently had, a couple days ago, I had Wendy's because it was just like a, I don't know, last minute thing. It was nowhere else to go, so I had it.
Tell us what you had.
I'm going to go ahead and run this myself. Come on, give me shit. And a few weeks ago, I had Taco Bell with Chad because we were like both hungover and it sounded good for some reason. At Taco Bell, I had a Doritos taco, whatever it's called, beef chalupa supreme, and then the like newest thing, which is like a taco quesadilla combo thing.
Three layered Crunchwrap.
Something like that. Yeah. I can't even fucking remember.
I'll tell you right now, you're already fucked up because you didn't get the cheesy gordita crunch.
Chad always gets that. Yep. Chad got that.
All right, Chad's what's up.
Chad's what's up. And then actually at Wendy's, all I had was a home-style chicken sandwich, which I wasn't as hungry. The main thing I realized is that after Taco Bell, I was full of regret. Everything was not even close to as good as I remember it being as a kid. It was just tasted like a bunch of mush, and I felt horrible and it sucked. But it was cheap. The sandwich the other day was from Wendy's was fucking crispy, crunchy, hot. I didn't feel bad afterwards at all, but it was at the airport and it was too expensive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good on Wendy's at least for making a sandwich that you didn't regret.
I gotta say, like I was very surprised that I enjoyed that sandwich at all.
Yeah.
But the Taco Bell was just I will never eat there again.
Yeah, I think in the last year, I think I've had Taco Bell like twice.
Mm-hmm. Usually if they're trying to do like a video game promotion.
Yeah. And
they'll buy it.
Oh, nice.
It's just one of those things where you eat it and then afterwards you go, I think I'm good.
Like, oh, dude.
Good
gross.
For another 6 months.
I can't believe that used to be I would eat that shit on the daily.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Gross. Anyways, go get a home style chicken sandwich from Wendy's next time you are at the airport and want to spend $7 on one sandwich.
Damn. I wonder how much it is in a normal Wendy's. Like, other than not being in an airport.
Like
$5.25. Something like that. They didn't even have a 99 cent menu.
Of course not. It was the airport. Your time. Like, you can't go anywhere else to get food. You have to pay more here.
Fuckers.
Interesting.
Yeah. When I was.
Post made that from the one that's not at the airport.
Yeah.
There you go. They got to go to security and all that stuff.
I'm here to deliver a Wendy's homestyle chicken sandwich to gate C3
and to buy a plane ticket.
Yeah. And apparently now I also have to go to Orlando.
All right. Leo?
Yeah, I have something to review.
What are you thinking about reviewing today, bud?
I am going to review,
mm-hmm.
non-spoilery,
nice.
The reboot of Ghostbusters.
Oh, you saw it.
I did. Saw it one day after work.
Wow. Okay, cool. That sounds great. I saw Swiss Army Man, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Leo.
Yes, Brian.
Can you, for me...
And me.
And Josh, fine.
And me.
And you, fine.
And our audience.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Can you give us a 3-word review?
Yes.
Of the reboot, brand new Ghostbusters, followed by the sound of a cat meowing who just got squished by the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh my God. Okay. I was really hoping you were going to say he was pooping out his face. Just everyone does the same meow. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Mediocre. Old. New. Meow, meow.
Of course. Perfect meow. Perfect meow. Just singing along.
Just having an opera day as you walk down
the road. It was a cat on Broadway.
Yeah.
I love that he has no idea that there's even a Stay Puft Marshmallow around. Just maybe he's got his headphones in or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, folks.
Okay.
Oh, folks. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, you said mediocre. That's not bad.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not good. It is middle of the road.
Okay.
I have nothing against any of the actresses. I think
they're all very funny.
In fact, I think Kristen Wiig is fantastic as usual. I think Leslie Jones is stereotyped in the movie and slightly miscast. I also don't really enjoy her on
SNL.
On SNL. Nothing against her. She just, when she's in a scene, she'll probably forget her lines or like flub them.
Oh, really?
More often than she won't. And unfortunately, she has having some issues on Twitter with the people that are reacting to her in the role. I don't have that same reaction. I just think she was slightly miscast. Then Melissa McCarthy is great.
She gets me, man.
Fantastic actress. Yeah,
I like her.
I think her bit is getting a little bit old on me.
Yeah.
Some of the jokes that they make in the movie are near the exact same jokes that they made in Bridesmaids. Somebody I heard walking out of the theater say, man, that was just Bridesmaids, but with ghosts. And that's not a great thing to say because this is a totally different movie, totally different everything, obviously. And then the last name is escaping me.
Kate McKinnon.
Thank you. She was great. She was, nay, I say, fantastic.
Nay, I say.
But I say fantastic, overused. Kind of some of the jokes and stuff like that. Chris Hemsworth was great.
Very handsome.
Very handsome. Had a great part. Again, overused. Like some of the jokes kind of hung around too long and, you know, kind of leaned on it a little bit too hard. And then so I said old. I really can't get over the fact that it's not set in the same universe. I feel like that is such a home run to just make these ladies pick up after Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, all the same people. Like maybe they retired 20 years ago and now here we are in present day and the ghost resurgence is back.
Okay.
Just have them take over. Throughout the entire movie, I was like, man, because when, again, no spoilers, when some of the cameos take place, you're like, God, I wish you were Venkman. God, I wish you were, you know, your Stannis, whatever Dan Aykroyd's character's name was. And then what else did I say?
New.
Again, the visuals are some of the worst parts of the movie.
See, that was the thing I was hearing the most consistently good thing, was at least the effects and the 3D stuff looked good.
Yeah, I mean, I did see it in 3D, but...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Tywin Lannister's in it.
What?
Tywin's in it.
Oh, yeah, he is. He is. Briefly. But, I don't know, man. I can't really recommend this movie because it's Ghostbusters, yes, but it's some of the effects almost near the end just seem unfinished, like, to be honest. There's some really cool ones in the beginning and, like, when I'm in it. But then when you're in it, like some of the end stuff and just the storyline and how it's unrelated, like I could get over it if it was unrelated, but just throughout the entire movie, I'm like, man, it's just a home run just to connect it.
Yeah.
Just to connect it. Again, I think the cast is overall great, but it's just not Ghostbusters, man. It just doesn't feel like it. Some of the jokes just don't hit. Leaning way too hard on nostalgia.
That was what I was running
with. Leaning way too hard on nostalgia without connecting it. Like, it's like...
It seems strange.
Yeah, it's super strange in the neighborhood. I don't know who we're going to call about this.
Boom.
but yeah, it just seems super strange. Like, they want you to, like, have a reaction when you see the Ecto-1. But it's like, I'd have a much better reaction if they walked into the firehouse and took off all the cobwebs from the old Ecto-1. Like, something like that. Yeah. Where it's like, man, that would be the reaction because, oh my God, that's the same one.
So they like use the nostalgia in the wrong places?
Yeah,
or something?
It just feels like they are, I'm trying to do everything not to spoil it, but, you know, it's just, they use a nostalgia of a villain. They use a nostalgia in, and there's also some scenes from the trailer that are only in the credits. And I'm like, what? For me, they lean way too heavy on nostalgia. The cast does its best, but somebody said it, you know, it just feels like a long SNL skit. You know, there's a really great like delivery guy in the movie, and even he is almost like overstays his welcome. So
there's a lot of people in it. Just looking through I won't spoil or anything, but it seems like a lot of people are in it. A lot of people you might expect.
Yeah.
Daniel Ramis is in it, which I wonder if that's Harold's kid.
Yeah, there is. It's very beginning.
Bunch of UCB and like comedy people that I recognize.
Oh, for sure. You'll recognize a lot of people in the movie. And then while you're watching it, you're just like, man, could have used you a different way. I think Cecily Strong is a really great character in the movie.
Yeah, nice.
I enjoyed that. But overall, if you only want to remember the old Ghostbusters as it was and you are mad about this reboot, this is not going to change your mind. So see it if you dare is what I'm saying.
Wow.
I laughed twice in the movie, like kind of out loud. And the rest of the time I was like, that's the same joke. That was like Melissa McCarthy. It's in the fucking trailer, so it's not a spoiler. Uses the proton pack, and it's like an old like fire hose joke where it goes like out of control, and she's like screaming while doing it.
Right,
and
right.
She's like standing around watching. It's like, well, remember in the old Ghostbusters, the proton packs that were insanely dangerous, and if you were to touch somebody with that, you'd be instantly vaporized.
Yeah,
it's like she's like flying around with like a fire hose, and they're all standing like 10 feet away from her, not even scared about it. So, I don't know, there's just a lot of stuff that I think felt misused.
I wonder if today's youth, like we were when we saw our Ghostbusters, just loves it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the kids, you know, this generation loved the first Michael Bay Ninja Turtle movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I, as an adult, like the second one.
Yeah.
So I'd say go see it if
adult. I mean, you're not an adult, really.
I still catch Pokemon.
If you're not relying too heavily on the nostalgia thing, but if you're going in going, oh my God, is Peter Venkman, you know, going to make like a comeback? No, because guess what? Spoilers, Peter Venkman doesn't exist. That's it.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 41.
40-fucking-1!
40-fucking-1. I've been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317, or you can find me on my website at www.leoalbertkovalikjr.com, and I will be photoshopping pictures of cats with panties on.
Interesting. I can't wait to see that.
I am another host. I'm Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh, Twitch at twitch.tv/primordialbooze, and I guess in the near future I'll be Google image searching cats with panties on and cats pooping out those panties.
Yeah. Yes. My name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. I'm your third host of the day. You can find me on Twitter at _BPCK and on my website at imbck.com. Please check out the first video under Dirty Viz, my newest commercial.
Super great.
And remember to love all women, love your friends, and kill Donald Trump.
Elon Musk. Bye.
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 See ya.
Wonder something strange in your neighborhood. What you gonna do?
We be sucking kids' dicks.
It's never gonna stop.